Since mid-2022, we've been hit with news that it's 20% likely that by 2023, we would be heading into a recession, at least by the end of the year. 53 days into 2023, and the probability of recession has already risen by 6%. This isn't the first recession we've had and won't be the last. But for some business owners, it's likely to be the first that they may have experienced as a business owner. Now, as business owners, we've been tested in recent times with the pandemic. But will the recession we're likely to have resemble the struggles we had during the pandemic? This has prompted me to ask the question, if you'd been able to insure your business against the pandemic, would you have? And if so, are you therefore preparing for the recession, having been warned that one is likely? Let's chat about this. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. The first time I remember ever hearing about a recession in Australia was when our then Treasurer, Paul Keating, informed this good nation that the recession of 91-92 was one that we had to have. I was 14 or 15 at the time, and whilst I wasn't old enough to really understand the ins and outs of what a recession was and what it meant for our country, what I do remember is the impact it had on our household. It was a tough time as a child, and whilst I don't understand the impact it was having on my parents, as an adult now, I can't even imagine the juggling act they must have gone through to shield us from it the best way they knew how and to just get through it. But I'm afraid it's likely to be one that I'm going to experience soon enough. And I know I'm not going to be the only one. It doesn't take one to be a financial coach to see what is already happening to the economic activity in not only Australia, but the world. And that's what a recession is really. The drop in economic activity that creates a decline in consumer demand, which in turn tends to prompt companies to lay off staff for which they can no longer afford, which then of course impacts consumer spending power, that brings with it further weakening of consumer demands, and the cycle continues. The longer it continues, the longer we're in a recession. So how do we get to this point? There are many different factors that can cause a recession, and they stem from an upset in the delicate ecosystem that we have, which is composed of such variables like consumer spending, consumer confidence, employment, and of course, interest rates. For example, if demand outweighs supply of any goods or services, this is likely to cause an increase in inflation or an increase in prices. And when prices increase, this will in turn limit the amount of purchasing power consumers have, meaning that one unit of money buys fewer goods and services. The loss of purchasing power increases the cost of living for most average households, which ultimately leads to a decrease in the economic growth of our country, which of course then creates the recession. We've all seen the TikToks going around about what $100 worth of groceries bought you in 2010 to what $100 worth of groceries can buy you now. Whilst this is a simplified version of the impact we're all feeling right now, it demonstrates the true impact of what is going on. And imagine how little money the household decision makers have to spend on discretionary items like sporting activities, concerts, clothing, etc., when they're finding it difficult to simply put food on the table for their family. And then the cycle continues. That dip in spending is what is currently contributing to the drop in economic activity in our country. And it's not the consumer's fault, but because we've lost confidence from the last couple of years, because it's been bloody tough. As business owners, some may have experienced the opposite during the pandemic, and sales may have actually boosted. Certainly here in Australia, this was boosted by the increase in cash that the government was throwing around, which of course now they're looking to be refunded for. Hence, the increase through rate hikes in various areas, putting pressure on spending and consumers, which upsets this delicate ecosystem, and therefore in turn can cause a recession. So whilst the pandemic brought with it its own set of challenges as business owners, it recently came to my attention that if you started your business after 1993, your business hasn't yet been through a recession, of which no government funding options are likely to be available like they were during the pandemic to carry consumers through and keep the health cycle of our economy on the up. Which had me thinking, if you'd been able to insure your business against the pandemic, would you have? And even more so, if you knew it was coming, would you have prepared for it differently? Certainly questions that have no doubt passed through most business owners' minds at one point or another over the last couple of years. But it's the responses that I'm particularly interested in. Think about it. Surely, if you had the time to see the pandemic coming, listen to advice on how to work through the pandemic in your business, you would have done something about it to prepare yourself. I know I certainly would have, and I would have recommended others do the same. Now keep that in mind just for a minute as we revisit the notion that it's been hinted to us for some time now that a recession is coming. Then ask yourself, what am I doing to prepare myself for when it hits the hardest? I know we can't really know exactly when the recession will hit in its full force, as it's based on a prescribed period of time that economic downturn takes place. But when the writing's on the wall, and all roads and experts are pointing to us heading down this path, why wouldn't you try and recession-proof your business where you can? Having said that, do you know where to start, if you haven't already, to recession-proof your business? Lucky for you, I've got some tips. So for those playing at home, I want to start by saying that recession-proofing your business is the art of being able to insulate your business against the negative impacts on the economy, not just during a recession, but even when it's teetering on the edge of distressed economic situations. We talked earlier of the fragility of the ecosystem that exists that can cause shifts in our economy. And so proofing against these in general makes for a solid foundation for your business. Okay, so yes, you may have already guessed that I'm going to launch into this discussion on how you could start to recession-proof your business by suggesting that your primary go-to practice when recession-proofing your business is to take care of your cash flow first and foremost. And the best way to do this, first of all, is not at the height of the recession, but it's to start now and to know your cash flows intimately. I talk a lot about this on the podcast. Cash management creates visibility over everything from where cash is coming and going to how frequently it's coming and going to when it needs to be coming and going. Creating a cash forecast will not only answer these questions in the immediate future and help you future-proof, but will also provide the right platform on which to build a solid future base so that you can protect those future cash holdings also. And my friend, you guessed it, you're in luck. Because my small business cash flow course, which is commencing again on the 6th of March, is a 7-week online program that will take you from living day to day to recession-proofing your business through creating a tried and tested cash flow forecasting strategy that is solid and that is tailored to your business perfectly. A cash forecast, just like the one you'll develop in my small business cash flow course, is just the stepping stone to the additional cash strategies that you can use to recession-proof your business. Like creating cash reserves. Yes, even on the tightest budgets, you can create a cash reserve that will in turn create opportunities during difficult economic times like a recession. A cash reserve, much like a personal saving strategy, is just one other overlaying cash strategy that a cash flow forecast strategy can have for your business. There is also the opportunity to pay close attention to the timing of your invoicing and cash recovery strategies. Working with your clients to ensure you continue to get paid on time and resolve any lingering payments should they be hanging around. Another strategy would be to pay as you go for things and pay close attention to the debt in your business. Debt is great for business growth and is therefore a really good tool to use, but it comes at a cost and a responsibility. Therefore, having a healthy amount of debt as you head into a recession and a cash flow strategy to help you manage that debt will help recession-proof your business. Letting debt get out of hand or taking on too much debt at the wrong time will become problematic during these times. Having said that, it's also a good idea to identify your capital needs or cash needs long before you might need them. A cash flow forecast will allow you to identify what these might be and when those reserves might be needed. Outside of cash flow, there are other ways you can recession-proof your business. Check in on your inventory and the inventory management system you have in place if you deal in stock. Remember that often during times of recession, money is tight for your average customer, and therefore stock may not move as quickly as you'd like it to, which in turn will tie up too much of your cash if you're holding onto too much stock for too long, especially if your stock is seasonal in nature. So checking in on your inventory procedures and what inventory you are actually holding can provide a clear plan on how to move the stock now and create more cash and opportunity before your stock gets stuck. Tough to say. Okay, another. Prioritize your customer service strategy to focus in on those current and recurring customers. Your existing customers, those that know you, know your products and services, trust you, are going to be essential during times of recession. When they're deciding to spend their money, they are likely to go to those products and services they trust. Having repeated sales will definitely help create direction and security during a recession. And on the flip side, when you're looking to save money where you can, they say it costs a lot more to attract a new customer than to retain a current one. And of course, never stop marketing your business. Keep your brand top of mind throughout a recession. But be smart about the options you have available when it comes to marketing. Marketing doesn't always rely on paid marketing strategies. Everything from email marketing, social media channels, etc., provides organic and free opportunities. Remember, if people can't find you or see what you have on offer, especially in a lean market, you can't distinguish yourself from other businesses. Whilst recessions are hard and can create a real mess when it comes to households and businesses, the upside is that historically they don't necessarily last a long time. So being prepared now can provide the right foundations you need to proof your business through it, or at the very least survive it. Recessions are real. These moments are real, and they will happen in some form or another. As business owners, we can't just ride the good times and expect that we'll survive the tough times without having the right foundations to do so. Don't overlook this time and what you can learn from it and the opportunities that are created through these times. Use this time to find the inefficiencies, cut the fat, reduce the waste that tends to creep up on us over time when we run a business. because you will not only find benefits throughout these downturns, but you'll reap the rewards when the economy readjusts, because it will. But the main point of all of this, get prepared. Get prepared now and stay prepared in your business. Create the right foundations to carry you through long term, regardless of the state of the economy. But if there is a time to start thinking about this, if you haven't already, now is the time to do this. Heed the warnings, even if just in case. You can only benefit from them. And join me in my small business cash flow course. It is a game changer when it comes to this stuff. Stay well, my friend, and whatever you do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.